There is strength in numbers for at least 150 of Chanyanyo's farmers. They have formed a cooperative that has leased at least part of its land to InfraCorp, a company specializing in agricultural infrastructure that includes trenches and electric pumps to draw water from nearby Kafue River for irrigation. InfraCorp also provides seeds, fertilizer and basic management to the farmers who own about a quarter of 60 irrigated hectares. They grow maize, wheat, vegetables and soybean for their families and sell what is left on the domestic market. InfraCorp uses a race of the irrigated land for commercial farming for export. Profits are invested back into the project. Maurice Hakapulwe, an area councillor for Chikupe Ward in Chanyanya, says the initiative has helped rural communities around Chanyanya village become self-reliant.
We expect benefits in terms of the community, the healthcare, education. Of the profits that we get, 20% we shall plow back to expand our project. Then the other 20% we shall plow back into the community. I mean, say repair of roads, building a high school, healthcare, whatever. Then 60% will go in our pockets. So we believe that there'll be a benefit in that way, that the 20% will directly go to the community.
The project, which started in October 2008, is in its pilot phase. InfraCorp hopes to replicate the project soon in other parts of Africa. Crispin Vula is area manager of the Chanyanya Smallholder Society. He says since the launch of the project in October 2008, residents of Chanyanya and other surrounding villages such as Chansi and Chikupi have supported it.
People are very happy because they have seen what they haven't seen before. People here, the yields which they were getting in their field was very little, such that they cannot sustain their families. But with that maize which we have, they have enough to take them out throughout this year. So the issues of the relief foods from the government, I think that is history now in this community.
Once all the invested capital and machinery is repaid to InfraCorp, the farmers will own the company. After 20 years of growing and selling crops on the land the farmers were not using, InfraCorp will have paid for all the equipment and provided the working capital for both the commercial and cooperative sides of the project. InfraCorp is a donor-funded company specializing in infrastructure development in Africa and South Asia. It helps developers of private sector infrastructure by providing much of the initial cost of early development. For VOA Africa, I'm Sunday Chongo Kabange, in Chanyanya, Zambia.